You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Jakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, If you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this satay klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Yeah.
Sukabumi Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokido's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Boy listener, don't forget that you can watch and listen to our broadcast through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And let us continue listening to The Groove with Forever You'll Be Mine.
Oh,
dive into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangun Rejo, Merdeka Rejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangun Rejo because it is located in Duku Bangun Rejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu. belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata,
yang nyata.
Engkau luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatan cinta.
Waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Boy listener, 38 nations joined Indonesia for Komodo 2025 naval exercise in Bali. Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Muhammad Ali announced that 38 countries and 19 foreign warships participated in the 5th multilateral naval exercise Komodo 2025 in Tanjung Benoa Waters, Bali on Sunday. During the opening ceremony, Ali expressed his hopes that the exercise would prioritize natural disasters mitigation and humanitarian assistance disaster relief, as well as addressing joint maritime threats in non-warfighting scenarios. There's lots of warships coming to Indonesia, and of course 38 countries is a lot, boy listener, and let us hope for the best for the Navy of Indonesia, and always hopes the best for the peace in the world.
Sering kau membuat aku kesal dan hampir tak percaya padamu lagi. Aku dengar sana sini kau punya janji, lalu yang mana? Aku dia atau dia? Jadi bagaimana aku bingung? Yeah, yang jelas aku ingin kepastianmu. Aku tak mau
children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Halo pagi yang indah, dengarkanlah sebentar saja. Sudah ku rencanakan hari ini aku yang punya.
Working artists try harder to make Tari Topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan
since
itu,
the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to defend Tari Topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topeng Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at that time, Tari Topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette.
Kalau kita mau
if we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music and cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariffs.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya Topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture, particularly Topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally as low-level governors, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java, and events like the Jakarta Fair, and events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Adrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini. Tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada melodi satu kita. Tawa kita sebut ini. Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada. Kini sudah tiba. Kata mereka kalau kita sebut malam ini bulan tersenyum lihat kita menari bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi satu kita
bebaskan diri dari tegang beban setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka.
Yeah.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Tomas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang Cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in a refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Fadlizon emphasized Indonesia's role in human evolution. Attorney General lays first stone for Ariaksa Hospital in Jambi. And now the news in details. The first news. Fadlizon highlighted Indonesia's significance as a key witness in the history of human evolution due to its rich archaeological and fossil discoveries, emphasizes the need for further research and preservation efforts to protect these historical findings. Indonesia's contribution to understanding early human life continues to gain global recognition. The second news. Attorney General officially began the construction of Ariaksa Hospital in Jambi, aiming to improve healthcare services in the region. The hospital is expected to provide quality medical care, especially for law enforcement personnel and the public. This initiative aligns with the government's efforts to enhance health infrastructure across Indonesia. And that was the news.
Di saat